Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, this is our podcast for Thursday, the 21st of October. Now, we had an interesting discussion.
Yeah, in a fridge, in some luggage.
Yeah.
Places you find yourself urinating.
And what it is, it's to do with sleepwalking, generally with alcohol as well, but it was quite interesting.
In fact, I'm not sure of a story where there has been no alcohol involved and someone has weed in somewhere they shouldn't have.
So we'll take you there. And also, we did build my ad this morning, Carl.
Bon Boris Sup.
Yeah, Edelong Beach. He got in contact with us through triplem.com.au. And if you're a business, do that. And we could build you an ad and wait till you hear what Carl sound like.
Speedy Abbott.
Yeah. I don't know whether I should be clapping you, mate, after what you did to me yesterday, pal. And I'm holding you, Speedy, I am holding you wholly and solely responsible for what happened with the ice challenge.
Have you told people what happened?
Well, if you've just tuned in, we were discussing it earlier on this morning because Speedy, our boss, said, look, Paddy, you've got to get aboard Instagram. I said, no worries. So he came in last Friday giving me different challenges each day to get up and put those pictures up. And yesterday we did the ice bucket challenge.
Correct.
And it was first done in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Never too late, eh?
Oh, better late than never, I say.
And so what happened, one of our producers, Kaelin, our digital man, he was filming everything. So Rob got the bucket of ice, tipped it over my head in the courtyard at Triple M.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kaelin, who was filming it, said the battery stopped.
Oh, no, the battery died just before the water hit your head. And then gullible Paddy fell for it. So fill up the bucket again. Do it again. We're going to get the battery for the camera.
And I didn't even think, I was so cold and everyone else filming on the phone. I'm there after. I thought, why didn't I just say, well, use one of those pieces of footage? But I didn't. So they did it twice.
Yep, did it twice.
Got you twice.
Well, yeah. and you know, in the ice bucket challenge, it was originally for motor neuron disease to raise awareness.
That's right. For a great cause.
Good cause.
It makes a lot of noise for a good cause, but great to see you dunked with ice cold water twice and falling for that. So if you want to see that, you have to go look at it.
Yeah.
It actually made my day.
You are
watching. I think I watched that video about 12 times. Triple M Central Coast on Instagram. If you haven't seen Paddy's two ice bucket challenges,
actually it's on Triple M Triple M Central Coast Facebook as well.
Go check
it out. You can initially
you're going, no, you're not. You're just joking because it was.
Well,
and
I
then Kaelin, to his credit, Kaelin pulled out a superb performance.
Amazing. Our digital
guru.
Acting was amazing. Am I telling you your new challenge now, or are we going to play a song?
No, you can tell us. You can tell us now, Speed.
Okay, I'm going to pull out a prop here.
Here we go. Get with the drum roll.
Here we go. Ready?
Okay, all right.
Jeez, that looked like it hurt.
Was there a drum roll? There it is.
There's a drum roll.
Better late than never. The show's nearly ending. Finally, the drum roll comes in.
He's the radio guy. Ice bucket challenge.
I've just put a glass bottle on the table here. Now, what we want you to do today is do what they call the bottle flip challenge, I think it is, or bottle kick challenge.
Oh, just seen Paddy's face. He thought he had to put it somewhere.
What you need to do, no one wants to see that. What you need to do is karate kick the lid off of that glass bottle and have it spin off and fly off in the air while the glass bottle stays sitting there perfectly, unmoved.
Who's ever done this?
It was a big trend. People did it. It's kind of like a ninja kick. You've got to just lightly kick the lid so it spins off by itself.
But enter the dragon.
But like, if it is like tightly wound down,
it'll be a little bit loose.
And then you've got to
kick it off.
You know, I've got bad knees.
Yeah, well, you have to stretch. Your wife's already called and said make him stretch. Do a couple of hammy stretches.
I'm just imagining what's going to happen here.
So I've got
Can we make him sign something that he doesn't have tomorrow off for a strained groin?
Oh, if you have a strained groin, you can just sit down and do the show, right?
We've got
hydraulic desks here. So follow us, Triple M Central Coast. After the show today, Paddy will attempt the bottle kick challenge.
Is that what it was?
The bottle kick challenge.
The bottle kick challenge.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was
I'm not holding the bottle. How's he going to not?
On a table. That's the whole thing. It's a crafty, skillful ninja kick that the bottle doesn't move, but the cap flies off. So you've only lightly got to touch the cap of the bottle.
You know how unco I am?
Yeah.
That's why it'll be funny. We've thought of that. But yeah, don't think we thought of that.
Are we going to pad the room?
Okay. The bottle kick challenge.
In fact, someone said if he kicks somebody in the face, we're not responsible, so that might happen.
Okay, that will happen. It'll be up on Instagram.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Oh, come on, mate. Rob is really upset because he... Good morning, Robert. He met an imaginary friend, Dennis, last night at Breakers, and Dennis said he was going to call and he hasn't. And you're really upset.
He seemed real when he shook my
hand.
Yeah,
I know, I know. All right, come on. What do you got for us? You got, you're going to do the story about Chris Hemsworth?
Nope.
Come on. What are you going to do?
Hey, you know last year they did these... Macca's did 30 days of deals.
Yeah.
They got deals. November 1, $1 Big Macs. I'm just saying. And then November 2, cheap. $1 large fries. And then we skip to November 8.
Oh, so they do a
$1 cheeseburger.
$1 thing every day.
Yeah, that's right. And $9 for two quarter pounder meals November 5th.
That's not a dollar though, mate.
Yeah, but it's still
is
a bargain.
It's got to be a bloody dollar deal.
Or there's not many other dollar things.
No. Can you buy anything for a dollar now? I don't know. Big Mac on November 1, I think.
Oh, dollar apple pie, November 13.
There we go.
Ooh, every day in November, they've got a special deal. Bloody so brilliant. You thought the queue at lunchtime at the Macca's drive through was long now.
It's going to be from November 1.
It will be. Woo.
Well, look, Chris Hemsworth has agreed to pay Akara, in regional New South Wales a visit after the tourism board launched a massive campaign to get him there. Now, the central west town was desperate to nab the Thor actor as their next ambassador. After they saw how successful he was at promoting Lord Howe Island. Remember when he took a picture of the quokkas? Remember that? I like that ad. That's a quokka. Do you remember that ad? Oh, God.
Continue.
Tourism manager Glenn Daly said he got the news and was very much didn't expect that he'd get back. But Chris is coming. So he's going there. But what they want to do, they want to build a 40-metre tall and 10-metre wide construction, like a, you know, like a big banana, like a big pineapple.
More like the big ram, the big merino.
The big merino of the four. So that's what they want to do in Cowra. And Cowra, Chris, you know, tweeted back.
40 metres is pretty high.
Oh, that's bloody, your plane would run into that. Big love to all the folks
that's
in Cowra.
13-storey building.
It's tall, isn't it? For the amazing camp. Where would you walk up to it? What part would you like to walk into? If there was a big Chris, his hammer. And that's one he holds in his hand.
Yeah, his hammer would have to be hanging down on the ground.
Yeah, he said, I'm off shooting a film overseas, but upon return next year, I'm coming in hot. Like many regional towns around Australia, Cowra has suffered, and then Chris Hemsworth's going to be there, and they want to build a big, massive statue of Thor. Is there someone, you know, we should do that here on the Central Coast, but we do it with a local, an icon. Who you reckon? Paul from Terrigal. Suggestions?
We've got the best. Got the best ever. Who? You know? That's Peter Sterling. Sterlo.
Yeah,
oh, the big Sterling.
He would be unreal, you know? Yeah. He's just, I think he's retired from Channel 9.
Yes, he has. He's
a tremendous singer, all the footy show stuff that he used to do.
The big Sterlo.
And the commentary.
Yeah, the big,
know?
Oh, mate,
oh, that's
we're
not
on a
bad
winner.
Yeah, I like
we'll
that.
Write that down, big Sterlo.
And if it's too expensive to do, we could just pay him to stand somewhere.
Oh, yeah. On a pedestal.
Yeah, just put him on. He spends an hour a day standing on the pedestal.
On the M1.
Yeah.
Right. As you come into the Central Coast, yes. There's a picture of Sterlo.
Yeah. Just sitting on the tail of that dinosaur.
Yeah. No, the head. Head's better view. Head's better view.
I'll tell you what, I'd get a photo with the statue.
Yeah, all right, mate. Thanks for that. Awesome. Thanks for your input. Good on you, Paulie. We've got Ray from Wyoming. He'd have an idea.
Hey, Ray.
G'day, Ray.
Good morning.
Yeah, what do you reckon? Who would you big statue of?
Mate, it was a lot of consideration, Paddy, and you were right there.
Of course I would have been.
You were there, mate.
Yeah,
but
thanks, mate. Yeah.
Don't pump him up.
You have not won Dancing with the Stars, so it's Rob Palm.
Oh, no way. Absolutely. This discussion
hadn't even occurred to me, Ray.
This discussion's over, Ray. Sorry about that. Thanks for calling.
With the Mirrorball Trophy. Thanks, Ray.
No worries, mate. I've got you covered.
See you. All right. I owe you a beer. Remember? No, it's two now.
Bye, mate.
Don't be like that, mate. You'll end up like Paddy.
Oh, you. That's it.
Thank you, Ray.
That's
again.
It. I'm blocking you from a phone. Thanks for that, Ray. See you, mate.
See you, guys.
Baby boomers are expected to pass on a whopping $3.5 trillion to their kids in the next 15 years, right? With a quarter of Aussies banking on the inheritance to give them the good life, new research has found.
Well, the good life or just a life, because how hard is it, you know, to get off the mark now? If you're young and...
on the Central Coast, you're trying to be a first home buyer, you can't.
You're saying, hang on, how am I going to do that?
You've got, it's $800,000.
The average... to property get is more than 10 years of your life working, and that's with every cent you earn going into your home. Like, it's, and that's the average.
This research revealed that almost 2 in 3 Aussies aged 60 and over are planning to leave an inheritance to their kids, with 57% looking to leave everything to them. And rightly so, they're your kids. I can't believe when I read sometimes.
I want them to learn for themselves how to get by.
So I'm not
going to
give them nothing.
I would like my kids to have as much help as possible.
Damn straight, me too. Would love to know, what have you been left, though, in a will?
G'day, Deb.
Morning, boys. How you going?
Not too bad. Have you been left anything in the will?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Lots and lots of bills.
What?
Oh,
what
did
bills?
You?
What happened?
No way.
Oh, gosh. When my mum passed, which was a long time ago, 43 years ago, last Friday, she was very sick and didn't pay any of the bills, so I was the older, so I took over everything in the house. So, yes, I had to start all over again and pay all the bills and do all the shopping and send the kids to school and all that jazz.
Oh, wow. How is it possible that legally someone can say, if that person's dead, I'm going to transfer their bills to you? Does she say that in her will, or do the debtors just come collecting?
No, they just come knocking on the door the old days. Yeah, so they had to be paid. So my dad had to go to work. I was too young, so I just had to go and sort everything out.
So is that the case these days?
I have no idea, Paddy, but when I croak it, my kids are getting 50-50 of whatever I own, and they can sort it out between them.
Yeah, whatever you own or whatever you owe.
I owe nothing. It's what I own. They can have.
And as you said, 50-50, Rob and I love being you. Rob being part of your family.
Exactly right. Yeah. Not a problem. Okay. I'll make sure his name's right in there.
Yeah, write us in.
Yeah, okay. Please.
Another
do.
Problem.
Okay, we'll send you to the reptile park too. Well, well done. Okay.
Excellent. Now I might feed myself to the crocodile.
Okay. Yeah.
that's not a very nice way to go.
All right, Deb. Thanks for that. We've got Brendan. G'day, Brendan.
Brendo.
Hey guys, calling back again.
Yeah, mate. Have you been left anything in the will?
Oh, mate. My dad passed away 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, mate.
He left me and my fiance enough money to put a deposit on a house.
Yep.
Changed your life.
And he also left me his Gibson Les Paul.
His what, buddy?
Brendan, his guitar.
Oh, right. He was a bit of a muso.
Oh, I can tell. You can tell that there's a soft spot for you, mate.
Yeah, mate. He was in a band in 1985 called Just As Bad. They were an Engadine bass band.
Yeah.
And he kind of let go of his rock star dream when I was born.
You're the apple of his eye, Brendan. He did it all for you, mate.
So I'm just trying to carry the torch for him.
Yeah, mate. Well, you're doing a great job,
doing a
job,
splendid
buddy.
Job, Brendan. Mate, hold your head high, mate.
Yeah, mate. Memories only 2 years ago. Hey, buddy, really appreciate you calling, mate.
Thanks, brothers. I love you guys.
Oh, thanks, Brendan. Thank you, mate. There's a trend called the Great Resignation. Now, it's happening across the US.
Yeah. And in August, 4.3 million people left their jobs in the US.
Staggering, hey?
That's a massive sum of people.
And I think it's happening here in Australia and on
you
the Central
personally?
Coast. I know. You speak to people from different industries. You look on Facebook and you see different sort of businesses saying, we need staff. Some businesses can't even open because of all their staff over the last 4 months.
Already.
Have left. And that's, yes.
And that's before the research that suggested about 40% of the workplace around the world is considering getting rid of their employer this year.
Well, they say 1/5 of Australia's essential workers in education, emergency services and healthcare have considered quitting their jobs because of the pandemic.
So, 1/5.
1/5.
My research says 3 in 5 Aussies could be looking to change jobs.
There you go.
Look at these numbers. They all point to the same thing.
Is it happening here on the Central Coast? Paula Martin, Regional Director of Business New South Wales. Good morning, Paula.
Paula.
Good morning. How are you today?
Not too bad. Now, Paula, are you finding, speaking to businesses on the Central Coast, what's happening?
Well, I think we need to dig a little bit deeper around the Great Resignation and some of those things that we've seen overseas and see whether they're actually applying here in Australia and on the coast. And we need to see that the main driver of the Great Resignation is that employees and actually people in general have gone back to basics. Let's think about it. When the risk of dying by simply standing next to another person became real during the pandemic, it forced everyone to rethink their priorities. So in a way, it's not really surprising that people are rethinking their working environment. Our lives are no longer organised around work, but they're organised around our loved ones. I mean, and let's face it, we've just spent 15 weeks with our loved ones during the last
lockdown. I know.
Just waiting for him
don't
to win,
remind
Paula.
Me, Paula.
Oh, you had to say it, Paula. He's now, that's it, he's off.
But what that means is that by spending time, you know, with a different type of life and the way you work, it's really forced people to think about what they want out of a career. And the Great Resignation is really starting to hit and bite into mid-career professionals. So we need to remember that this isn't about displaced workers. This isn't about those people that unfortunately are no longer working because of the pandemic. This is about people that are working, they're satisfied employees, and they're rethinking what the career and how they want to structure their life around their career. So for businesses, what we've got in Australia is we've got time. It's not very long, but we've got time to actually learn from this US phenomena. We've got time to rethink how we attract our people, how we keep our people. You know, we've got a really high commuting workforce here on the Central Coast.
Yeah, a lot of the people who have gone back to work have just realised, okay, I'm going straight back into an office environment that I probably never liked before and didn't realise until I spent time away from the office at home. Are you saying that businesses now need to change the structure so that people can work from home more, or they're going to leave?
I think businesses need to have a health-centred approach, a health and well-being-centred approach. So it means looking at work practices like workforce flexibility, working from home, having a look at other ways to recognise staff, other ways to support staff through what they need to be able to run a well-balanced life. That's really what the pandemic has started to draw out.
Yeah.
And it's a real
work,
challenge.
Mate.
But Paula, speaking to businesses on the Central Coast, I'm quite sure, like I've spoken to a lot of people and they work in different industries and they were saying about the amount of people who have left their positions at that workplace in the last 4 months. You must have been speaking to businesses on the Central Coast that's happened to as well.
That's right. Yeah. And we're seeing it across industry. We're seeing it in the retail industry, hospitality. But what's really scary is the professional services industry. So this is an industry where you can work from home. You know, there is flexibility because we've seen it through the pandemic. And what's interesting is on the Central Coast, it's the fastest growing sector. So there are more jobs available in professional services and clerical and sales roles than ever before on the Central Coast. So the challenge for those businesses is not just finding the right staff, it's keeping the right staff here on the Central Coast.
And there are jobs out there. I know a lot of people in
there
different
are.
Businesses and they're applying for want applicants.
People
so
are taking less money. They're taking less money to do what they want to do, not what they have to do. And I think they're satisfied with that because they get that more family time. But might hamstring the recovery, Paula.
It will, because what Australia needs to learn from this phenomena is that we are already under a very strong skills shortage. On the Central Coast, I would say it's almost acute. We have got thousands of jobs available and we are really struggling to fill those roles. If we have satisfied staff, employed staff, who then want to start changing jobs, that applies an extra layer of pressure fulfilling our skills shortages that we just don't need. And so we can take care of that now. We can start putting in place workforce strategy and leadership strategies now to think about how we can, you know, keep our employees satisfied, look at different ways that make them happy about coming to work and contributing and staying productive, which is what we need on the Central Coast.
Yeah, Paula Martin, Regional Director of Business New South Wales. Thanks for joining us this morning, Paula.
You're welcome.
Hey, yesterday I was talking to a mate. And he said, have a look at this. I got sent this thing and it reminded me of you, he said. Yeah.
Seriously?
And then, yeah, it's about a bloke maybe going in not quite the right place.
So him and his wife are in bed?
Him and his wife, they're in bed. And he comes back in, jumps into bed, and he's had a couple too.
Yeah.
He can tell he's had a few.
Yeah, have a listen.
I've just been in the toilet, right? And when I went in, the light went on its own. And when I was coming back out the toilet, The light went off on its own. Do you think I've got superpowers?
No, you've pissed in the...
in the fridge. You may have pulled the sound down a little late there.
Yeah, sorry, not very good with that swear on today.
That was horrible.
Yeah, it did it in the fridge again.
In the fridge.
And you're saying...
He said, mate, does this remind you of anything? I said, oh,
is it you?
Yeah, that's right. I did once.
Do you piddle everywhere?
I had it. Well, sometimes in my sleep. You because just wake
you,
up
when
go,
you're being on the go, 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 go.
That doesn't help.
Because my brother Barry's
I once
like
had
that.
A sleepover at a woman's house when I was younger. And she got up next morning and went over to the kitchen and said, geez, you were pouring a drink in here for a long time. And then she's opened the fridge and just pulled the vegetable crisper out and said, hang on a second, is this...
is this spilt beer?
Have you eaten the fridge?
And did you?
Oh, no. Oop. Although I must have, because I don't even remember
Barry,
doing
my
it.
Brother, because he used to, I think he still hits it. And he was, big time. And he was at his girlfriend's place. And anyway, he went to the wrong door at their place. And then he peed over his girlfriend's mother's sewing.
A mate of mine came to Gwen and my wedding, which was on the other side of the world in Europe. They had their luggage with them, da da da. They're in the hotel room, and Doss, my mate, gets up in the middle of the night, walks over, lifts the lid of a suitcase like it's a toilet seat, and went in her luggage. Mate. Her luggage. She's locked it. She woke up. What are you doing? And then shucked him out.
Had he been on the drink?
Yeah, he had, and I might have had a couple.
Just to be sociable.
But anyway, so then he's gone, sorry, and he's walked out the door as though he's going to the toilet, half awake, half in a stupor, and gone out the hotel door.
Yeah.
So he was locked in the corridor naked, and she wouldn't let him in. So he had to go down to the front desk, nude, and ask for a key to his room.
But it's generally sleepwalking and alcohol. Deadly combination.
G'day, Timmy from Wyoming.
How are we, boys?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself, buddy?
Yeah, good, mate, good.
You a sleepwalker?
No, I knew a chap that, I won't say his name, he was a football player in Gosford Townies.
Yeah.
And he started going out with this girl, and if he didn't drink, he was fine. But every time he had a skinful, he'd go and urinate in her wardrobe.
Yeah.
Oh, the wardrobe.
My brother Barry, shouldn't say his name. Just did I say it?
Just pull the drawer out and away he goes.
He just opened the door and urinated all over her hanging clothes and that.
Oh.
In the end, I think she got rid of him.
Yeah.
She said, nah, no more.
Yeah.
Nah, had enough.
Look, if you're into that sort of thing, you pay good money for it. But if you're not... but it's generally it's generally involving alcohol, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
What is it?
I haven't heard of anyone sort of that's literally sleepwalks and does it. But if you've had a skinful,
very much.
Wake up, you think you're in the toilet and everything's good, and doesn't matter where you are.
Or you've even done it in the bed next to your missus.
Guilty.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.